You may be seated. Don't miss this meal today. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. The meal is an oaky beef stir fry. There's nothing like it in the world. I guarantee you that. You're going to love this one. With the fried rice and the stir fried veggies and the sweet English peas. Great combination here today that Yahweh has blessed us with at his house. Go to his house and eat and rejoice, Yahweh says. I think with everything taking place, I don't know if you heard, but they're expecting the temperatures to be in the 120s before the summer is out. I asked for 126. We can do it. We can get through it. Set your mind to rejoice through all of this. It's very needful to get to usher in Yahweh's kingdom, everything that's taking place. But 120s, if you cut your air conditioners off, you can live without them. I lived without them before I came here, and I'm living without them now. You can do it. But also, I'd like to ask you to start conserving water because of the long time drought that we're facing, and we've already had some wells go down. But if you remember what I told you about how people used to bathe for 6,000 years, and before electricity was invented, just before the 1900s, electricity was invented. And then, of course, everything was running water after that. And we had the services come into our house. Well, we didn't have them for several years after I was born. And of course, didn't have bathrooms in the houses either. This seems like it's been here forever, but it hasn't. But you can live without those things. You can take two cups of water, one in one pan and another in the other pan, and a soap and a rag, and you can bathe in two cups of water. They did it for years. If you had to carry it in a bucket, you would you would conserve that bucket of water, especially if you had to carry it for about 100 yards. But pretend you do. They still have dishwashing basins for sale. You need two of them for washing dishes, one to rinse them, one to wash them in. It can be done. You can save a bundle on money. Cut your hot water heaters off. They're really not needed. Even if you go ahead and bathe in cold water, it'll cool you down for a little while anyway. But that will save you a bundle of money too. You'd be surprised the gas you're wasting that's going through that hot water heater. Very inefficient too. You really need to start practicing right now. Practicing to save money. The drought, they say, is going to be spreading. It was on the farm reports. They had a special on it. We'll try to bring you some on that news if you don't watch the news. But they are expecting a long drought now. They finally alerted to it. Of course, you still see people watering their lawns, which is a big waste, I think. Somebody told me that they was driving down the road the other day. This was a kind of a rich man. He's a guy that I do business with, but he said he saw this man out in the front yard eating grass, and so he told his chauffeur to turn around and go back, and he asked the guy, said, "Why are you eating grass?" And he said, "I don't have any food." And he said, "Well, get in the car. Get in my car. I'll take you and feed you." He said, "Well, I got my family here too." "Well, where are they?" "They're out in the backyard. The grass is more plentiful back there." So he said, "Well, get them all in my limousine." So there's driving down the road then. This guy said he was so thankful, you know, that this guy was going to take his family and feed it. And he said, "Well, actually," he said, "my grass is greener in my backyard anyway, and it needs mowing." So well, that shows the love, too, you know. Today's love, sort of. The ranchers are selling their cattle. They look like skin and bones on television. I guess they've waited too long. They don't have the money to feed them. They're losing their farms and ranches. Many of them are. Someone told me they were amazed at the amount of foreclosures and sales, you know, sheriff sales on houses and land now. So, you know, it's beginning to hurt everyone. They're losing their farms, they're losing their cattle, they're losing their livelihoods. Many people started committing suicide back in the 30s because of this. Unemployment now has reached Abilene, they say. They said they thought we'd get through this. Well, the blessings came to Abilene because I came to Abilene. When I came to Abilene in 67, there was rows and rows of empty houses. There was nothing here. It's like a pile of rocks, you know, and nobody wanted it. And Yahweh started blessing Abilene the year that he brought me here. And, of course, I went into the rent business, and I couldn't put in rent trailers fast enough for rent houses. But the blessings are going to be withdrawn. And people are going to see where these blessings came from at last. Yeah. You know, when they told Yeremia that Satan, the queen of heaven, that they worshiped her because she gave them all the money they wanted and they never liked for anything. That's in Yeremia 44. Remember that now. Yeremia 44, you see the queen of heaven worshiped. There was a lot of sightings back then, a lot of pictures taken. You know, I told you about the Polaroid camera that they tied to the donkey's tail or the camel's tail. Well, there is actually no pictures of Mary, but they got one they say is her. Someone dreamed up. Might be like the Mona Lisa, you know, the man's head put on a woman's body. You know, it could be most anything. In an artist's mind, he can come up with anything. And with today's television, they might even get one in the clouds or sky or wherever. I'm not saying she doesn't appear. You know, this woman is full of tricks. Asked her sometime, what do you want me to do, keep the commandments? If she ever appears to you, what do you want me to do, keep the commandments of Yahweh? Asked her that question. Asked her if she keeps the commandments of Yahweh. The things that are taking place right now, Yahweh says that they didn't even know it was him that blessed them. That these blessings all came from Yahweh and they didn't have sense enough to know it. They thought it was because Satan herself was blessing the people for worshiping her. She has no power to give you blessings. She can't do anything on her own. She could cause trouble. She can make deceptions and she can influence other people, as we see in the Holy Scriptures. But she won't bless you. She curses you. Her job is to curse you and to take you down. In fact, she wants to destroy the whole United States. One more thing before we get into the sermon. due to the storms and the trying to get roofs back over everyone's head and fences back up and all the damage that was done, we spent a lot of money. And of course, we need help. It's hard to keep up with these bills. If you bought a two before lately, you know what I mean, or a piece of metal, you know that it's very expensive to do these repairs. And we do have almost all the people back dry again, in more ways than one. But at the same time, we've had a lot of cars break down, automobiles and tractors and equipment and stuff like that we need. And of course, we've started selling some of the scraps that we have. That helps some, but it's not bringing in near what we've had to spend because of this. And we do need your help if you can. Don't hurt yourself in doing so, but if you can. We could use it. The sightings of Mary. I think Mary is very desperate right now. When they speak of Mary, they want you to believe that it's Yahshua's mother, Miriam, who was a very righteous woman, raised in the hills of Galilee. Brought up on the laws, the commandments of Yahweh, followed those laws strictly, married a very righteous man, and gave birth to Yahshua. And of course, she taught him and raised him, her and his dad, taught him the laws of Yahweh from day one, strictly as was told to us all in Deuteronomy 6 and verse 7. Chapter 6 and verse 7, the laws, statutes, and judgments of Yahweh that teaches love for Yahweh, the number one law in your holy scriptures, love for Yahweh. You don't see love for Yahweh in the world today. You even mention the name out in public, and right away the hatred is shown in the people's eyes. If you let them know you follow the laws, you'll see more hatred, and they don't want you around them after that. But that's, if you don't know it, I am the most hated man on the face of the earth because I teach Yahweh's laws. And they proved that in their own court system here in Abilene. I'm not trying to punish Abilene. I literally love Abilene. It reminds me of Abel and the fight he went through. Also, Jerusalem and the fight that our Savior and the apostles went through. And I would like to see Abilene repent and turn to Yahweh totally. But she wants her desire, Satan's desire. If you be turning over to Isaiah 14, Satan's desire is to destroy mankind. And these appearances that she's making here right now, it's to encourage them in what they're doing, encourage them in sin. There's nothing lawful or nothing righteous, no righteousness coming forth from the religions of this world today. They've done away with the laws of Yahweh. All the religions have. There's very few of the laws that they even try to follow anymore. The only ones keeping Yahweh's Sabbath days, Sabbath appointments with Yahweh, is the house of Yahweh. There's no one else, no other religions, but she thinks it's her job. She's made it her goal to try to destroy Yahweh's creation. Yahweh had a plan. His plan was to make mankind in his image and choose from those millions, billions, trillions of people, the ones who would allow him to make them in his image and then give them eternal positions in his kingdom as families, becoming members of the Yahweh family, all known as the house of Yahweh, and of course reproducing and taking over the vast universe that is out there for the taking, for training and for living, of course, making them livable again, the old waste places. That's why Yahweh created mankind. Satan became very jealous of mankind when she saw through Abel that he was going to make it, that he was going to be one of them in Yahweh's kingdom and actually overcame sin and refused to participate in it. And of course, she set her goal to destroy mankind. And we see this in Isaiah, the 14th chapter here. These appearances that she's got going now is just to add more deception to what we already see in the world today. When the world was created, and when Yahweh set the two trees, the two religions, when he allowed those two religions to take place, that one tree that was a mixture of righteousness and evil, it branched out and it became a multitude of religions that we see throughout the world. Egypt was the place that it was displayed most, because they worshiped every known god in Egypt. And of course, they didn't have the name Yahweh there because he wasn't a god, never claimed to be a god. But they had all the known gods listed, and they couldn't find in the books the name of Yahweh. When Moshe said that Yahweh was the one that sent him, they couldn't find his name. Didn't know him. Well, the world doesn't know him today. In fact, he took his name away from Israel, even the 12 tribes of Israel. But this multitude of religions has also deceived the world. Each one of them has a tactic. One of them is, you know, signs and wonders, which is now started again, as prophecy said it would, as we will see in just a little while. But the signs and wonders are going to increase. And each time it does, people, they think, well, this is, it's appearing unto me because I'm so good and holy and God just can't do without me. And this is what's going on in their mind, that God is going to bless me now. And one man said he stopped being a drug dealer and went to the Catholic Church, which was a step down, I thought, and became a priest in the Catholic Church. Well, what does he teach? He teaches the same deception, the same unbelief in what the prophets have spoken. He teaches unrighteousness. Before that, you know, he was just giving them something to rejoice with because their minds was already gone. Well, here in Isaiah now, 14, and verse, if you start there with verse 12, he says, "How are you fallen? How have you fallen from heaven, O Hillel, Lucifer, Venus, child of the light? How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations." Now, if you get that, she's prophesied right here to take the nations down, weaken them. There is so much power, could be so much power given to those who serve Yahweh. Yeshua stands as an example of that right now, sitting at the right hand of Yahweh. And this is what he's talking about, the weakness that is, she's weakening the nations, the people, weakening their minds. Some of it is brought about by eating unclean foods. I hate to say it, but I know that some are still eating in these unclean restaurants, and it's a no-no. You really need to come out from among them and be separate. Fix your own foods. That's the thing you can do. There's no excuse in not. If need be, rough it like I did when I was a child. You get used to it. It's hard sometimes to go to bed hungry. Take you a glass of water and you'll readily see that it quickly gets rid of the hunger if you get your mind off of it. But that's part of the peaceful solution character education. And if you put it to use in your life, you can control your body. But the weakening of the nation starts with confusion of the mind from eating unclean animals and taking in these unclean parasites. The things of the world, especially in Abilene, if they know who you are, they will go to the restroom and they'll doctor up your food. Now, we know this for a fact. We know they do this to other people besides us, like if they don't like a policeman or something like this, they do these things. Now, this is the confusion that you see. This is the hatred. The love is cold, as Yahshua said in Matthew 24, about verse 12. Their love, they have no love. They have a hatred, a confused mind of bitterness to where they don't know what to do. We were shown some of the results of the army boys that had been sent to Afghanistan and Iraq, and they come back. There's about 75,000 of them now. They're homeless. They can't get a job. Their training was to fight. So they've gone through this trauma. They stand around. Now, this is the obvious ones. What you're dealing with in the cafeterias, the unclean world, you're dealing with uncleanness from women it's a everyday thing in cafeterias because women work there. But then the men are also unclean. But when they want to make your food unclean, they can do it quickly and without you even knowing it. They can mix it in your beans or with your meat or whatever, and you never know you ate it. Now, this is what you're facing when you go out there and somebody finds out this is where you're from. Automatically, they hate us without a cause. They hate you without a cause if they find out you're a member of the house of Yahweh. Don't think it strange if the world hates you. Well, Satan, of course, hates mankind. And she has weakened the nation. She is bringing their strength down to where they can't think clearly. They have no love, not even for one another. In verse 13, he says, "For you have said in your heart, I will ascend above the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars." These stars, see if I can find the article here, the correct translation of this. And I won't read you all of this because David's going to bring, Yehuda's going to bring a sermon on it, probably during the feast. Let's see. 13. Here we go, maybe. This word here, stars, we find it again. Let's turn there and read that first before we read this other. Revelations 12, because here's where we see it. Hold your place. We'll be coming back here to Isaiah. I'd never noticed this before till last night, and I David and I were working late last night. I think he went all night, but I quit after a while. But anyway, I noticed that the word here in 14:13 was feminine. So we decided, I said, well, let's look this up in Revelations and see if this is too. Because it shows here in Revelations 12, verse 4, he says, and her tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven and cast them. Now, we know that word cast means assigned. So these people joined her. These beings joined her, and they were assigned duties on earth. That's what the word cast there means. I don't know why they could put it cast, but she merely appointed them in positions on earth, to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to be delivered in order to devour, that is, to destroy her son as soon as he was born. Well, if she could have done this, of course, she could have destroyed the work of Yahweh, and of course the means of reconciling mankind to Yahweh. Let me see if I can find that Revelations 4, verse 3, as corrected, and there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns. These are shown in Daniel and also Revelation 17, and crowns and 7 crowns upon her heads, and her going to and fro to cause transgression of Yahweh's law, dragged out the third part of the holy sister Malachim of Yahweh. Now the authority books is what they say this word actually means. The holy sisters Malachim of Yahweh. These are those who did not hold fast, and she, the dragon, did cause them to fall away, to not keep Yahweh's laws. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to be delivered in order to devour her son as soon as he was born. So there's these were female messengers of Yahweh, at one time holy, but left their holy estate, as one of the apostles said, left their holy estate, and of course they're confined to the position that she has given them on earth at this time, as one of the apostles wrote. But and the dragon was cast out. Well, that's going into another scripture, but remember that, and then go back to Isaiah here. Isaiah 14. And she pulled these away, made them fall away with her teaching of power. You know, you can build you a church over here, and you can have people flocking to you. You can build you a church down here this way and have people flocking to you, and you won't have to do what the priest of the house of Yahweh tells you. We'll raise ourselves above the priest. That's what you're reading right here. Read it again. Notice verse 13. This was her teaching to Eve, in fact, and caused her to take on the same character, the same hateful character that Satan herself has. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend above the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars. of Yahweh. And she had a third part. Now, if you could imagine the vast network of what we know of the heavens, you could imagine then the trillions of beings that have followed her, female beings that have become whatever, and easily convince them, seems like, to follow her in this rebellion towards Yahweh. I will sit in the highest place myself. I won't have to sit under a priest. I won't have to be instructed by a priest, is what she's saying. On the holy mountain, this mountain, the uplifted promotion of Yahweh, of the congregation, of the congregation of Yahweh, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High, yet you will be brought down, or you will bring yourself down to Sheol, as this should have been written, the grave, to the sides of the pit. She's actually destroying her own self in taking away, putting hatred in place of love, is one of the things that we know for sure brings down the body. Putting hatred in your mind, this is one of the things they say that is destroying the minds of the soldier, because they teach them hatred for the enemy. They've got to teach hatred for the enemy in order for this person to kill. I've told you this was a trick of the Catholic Church, and Malachi Martin told about this himself. But history shows the crusades that took place, the popes would say, stop fighting among yourselves. Join me in this fight against these people here, and we'll take their lands. You'll be wealthy, so the promise of riches. You can rise above these people, take everything they got for yourself, and you can build you an empire. This is all put in their minds, the same as it was in Yahshua's mind when she showed him all the kingdoms of the earth and said, this is yours if you will work with me, serve me. And of course, Yahshua turned it down. He was prepared in advance by Miriam and Yosef, who the mother and dad, from day after day after day, diligently, so he was able to resist this. These are the kind of children we'll be bringing forth very soon in the kingdom itself. Praise Yahweh. That's the breeding program that Yahweh has in his plan for the house of Yahweh and all of those who have made it before us. At the end, we will totally replace all of those who kill themselves off. We will replace them with beings who will never go to war. Praise Yahweh. Never lift up sword against again, as is said in Isaiah 2:2. Or 2:7, I believe it is. The boys that we see coming back, if you'll keep this in mind, if you notice them, they'll show pictures of them on the street now. They're homeless. They have no jobs. They can't get a job. They're wandering around like they're lost. They're looking at people when they go by, you know, and they'll turn their head and follow them as they go by. Their minds are gone. One of the deteriorations is of that mind is to put extreme hatred in that mind. It destroys certain cells of the mind. So this is one of the ways of weakening the nations, putting hatred there. The popes used to say, Malachi Martin said, But also the history of the Crusades said they would put propaganda out against a certain group that was keeping Yahweh's laws. These Galileans, when they started persecuting them. Now, this occurred way back even before the Apostle Shaul, but he showed how extreme it was when he told about his own life doing the will of the priest, the Pharisees and Sadducees and Essenes, where he would get letters to kill, authority, a license to murder, a license to kill. And he would hunt these people down. They would form a colony someplace to where they thought they were safe. And there they would practice the laws of Yahweh. Well, of course, the Catholic Church had to contend with these people because they were teaching the prophecies and the laws. The Pharisees, who became Catholics, they didn't want those laws anymore. They didn't want them in their lives at all. So they tried to get rid of that, wipe out that past history when they once were forced. They were forced living in the kingdom of Samuel. And Yahweh said, this is the way they were, Samuel, when I brought them out of Egypt. They haven't changed. They just pretended they changed for a while. And of course, they hated Samuel. They hated and rejected Yahweh through Samuel. Well, of course, the Catholic Church, they finally got rid of all of these laws and said, you've got to do what the rabbis tell you. That was the Pharisee. And then later, the popes, as they became the supreme power in place of God, when they said this law is changed to the first day of the week, it became a death penalty to worship on the seventh day instead of the first day. When they said don't use the name anymore, it was a death penalty, like they said to Jeremiah the prophet, don't speak and don't prophesy to us in that name or we will kill you. So it was a death penalty. Well, of course, when the Apostle Shaul, before he became converted, he was doing just that. He was a Roman soldier, and he went out with a license to kill given unto him by the priest, the Pharisees, Sadducees, and Essenes. He was a servant of Satan, the devil. He wasn't a servant of Yahweh until he was converted. Yet you will... Now, if you're thinking about the apparitions, if you're thinking that Yahshua appeared unto a Satan worshiper and converted him, and that was another work, no, it wasn't. Yahshua's work was prophesied. That was one of the questions that was brought up, and I want to get it out of your mind, because there's only seven works of Yahweh prophesied. Yahshua and his apostles were part of that seven works. Yahshua, yes, he has the power to appear to anyone and say anything he wants to that person. And his work is, as it was with the Samaritan woman, to plant something in his mind or her mind. Satan also has that power, that authority. She can't force it, but she can deceive by planting things in your mind. Just like Yahshua did with the Apostle Shaul. Both of them had the same power, the same authority. He wasn't breaking any laws by going to one of Satan's servants. Satan wasn't breaking any laws by approaching Eve. Her laws that she broke was he taught Eve to sin, to be like her in character. Well, yet you will be brought down to Sheol, the grave. That is, you'll bring yourself down to the sides of the pit. Those who see you will stare at you and they will talk about you. Is this the one, the adversary, who shook the earth, made kingdoms to tremble? Is this the one who made the world like a wilderness? Well, of course, that's the prophecy that's very close to come. They're saying now the ex-CIA agent and his crew, no longer with the CIA, but was with them for years. I don't have the article with me, but they're saying now that they suspect that the big wars are going to start in September of this year. I'm thinking you better start overcoming the little things, do some fasting, praying, humble yourselves and see what a blessing it is to be told what to do, that Yahweh has actually went to the trouble to bring forth a house that can tell you what to do to stay in contact with Him. One of the main things, of course, is keeping your Sabbath appointment in Yahweh's house with Yahweh. Don't let a root of bitterness spring up, coming straight from Satan's inspiration, and turn you away from Yahweh's house and cause you to miss your appointments. You miss an appointment, you miss a lesson, food from Yahweh. Is this the one who made the world like a wilderness? So that's what she's going to do. That's her plan. Who overthrew cities in it, and who would not let her captives go free? Look on down to verse 21. Prepare slaughter for her children because of the iniquities of the fathers. Well, of course, in Isaiah 24, you see this. You see the slaughter. You also see the iniquities. That's changing Yahweh's laws. Well, what does the law say? Will Satan and her, this queen, she calls herself the Queen of Heaven, calls herself Mary, and looks so family-like, I'm told. I haven't seen her picture yet. I doubt rather seriously if that is her picture. the way I've got her pictured is that her mother never did educate her in the way of dressing or combing her hair even. But maybe she looks different than the whores of Hollywood. I don't know. But I don't think she does. When she makes her appearance, asked her, if she ever does, do you keep these laws? Do you teach the laws of Yahweh? Do you teach righteousness? Ask her some questions. See if she will answer you. Because of the iniquities of the fathers, shown in Isaiah 24, 1 through 6, they rejected Yahweh's laws. They changed these laws, broke the ordinance, and the everlasting covenant. The everlasting covenant is, I will meet with you every seventh day and on the yearly Sabbath, I will meet with you and eat with you. I will join you. And I will teach you throughout all eternity. That was one of the covenants, the first covenant. Keep the Sabbath day, the seventh day. That's the first one mentioned. That's where it all starts. Coming to meet with Yahweh and get your meal of spiritual food. Prepare slaughter so that they will not rise and possess the earth and fill the face of the world with cities. Look on down to verse 24. Yahweh has vowed, saying, just as surely as I have planned, so will it come to pass. If you can imagine this taking place, this plan, maybe billions of years before it ever took place, and Yahweh's great mind calculating all of this out and knowing even what Satan is going to do in this spot right here at this time, knowing it, but allowing it to take place and letting it be part of his plan. So will it come to pass. I have purpose, so will it stand. Look at verse 26. This is the purpose, the plan that is purpose. Now that remember the plan, in the beginning was the plan, Yochanan 1:1, and nothing was done that that Yahweh did not allow, as Yochanan says. But this is the purpose, the plan that is purposed upon the whole earth. Upon the whole earth, notice, this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. What is taking place here? You made the world a wilderness. That is going to take place very soon. The burning, the nuclear bombs. We have the nuclear bombs. That was part of the same prophecy. We have them. Twice now, I've heard Barack Obama mention, yesterday evening on the world news, he mentioned it again in saying, we've got to get this mess straightened out if we're going to avoid Armageddon. Now, he said that yesterday evening. Before that, he said, this could turn into, if we don't get this settled. Now, do they plan to settle it? Does the quartet actually plan to settle this, or do they plan to allow it to proceed and cause what they call Armageddon? Of course, they don't understand what Armageddon is, but it's mass destruction as far as they know, and that's what they're talking about. But he mentioned, he said, if we don't get this straightened out, it can turn into mass destruction. So that's twice that he's mentioned this. From Revelations 6, we see that the quartet is given this power. We know that the power comes from Satan. We know that her purpose, her plan, is to destroy the earth and the heavens that involve the earth. And if you, we'll get into that just a little bit here, but Yeshua mentioned this. But now, he says in 29, do not rejoice, all of you of Philistia, because the rod of him who struck you has broken, for out of the serpent's root will come forth an adder, and his offspring, the offspring of this fiery serpent, will be a fiery flying serpent. Well, of course, here again, it's speaking of the nuclear bomb that is going to take place that flies and will be mass destruction, or what they're calling Armageddon. Look at verse 32. He says, what will you answer the messenger of the nation or nations? Now, before this, the messenger, or after this, was when Isaiah actually gave you the messenger of the nation, which he knew, Yahweh knew, the messenger of the nation would be seeking the answers here in Isaiah, seeking the answers in the prophecies. So, of course, the answer, the messenger of the nation, is the two witnesses. Let them foretell them. Remember? Got that? What will you answer the messenger of the nation? So the answer he's saying here, he's asking Isaiah to put it down for us right here. That Yahweh has founded, and they translated that Zion, those who lift up holy hands. Yahweh has founded this. So we know that Yahweh has founded this. He has made this to live forever, not to be destroyed. Though Satan is wanting to destroy it here, as we can see from 13 to 17 verses, he says, the messenger then gives the answer, Yahweh has founded this. He has planned all of this. Nothing takes place without his permission. Don't think that this Satan that is appearing to the people in the form of a woman, don't think that she has power to destroy you or stop the foundation that Yahweh has set in motion. All of it is planned, as Isaiah shows here. This, if you hold your place there and turn over to 1 Timothy, 1 Timothy 3:15, found on page 934. You'll understand this, what he's saying here, that Yahweh has founded those who lift up holy hands. He's the one that brought this about. I will make mankind in my image after my likeness, and I will give him authority. That's his plan. So he's founded that plan. 1 Timothy 3:15. But if I am delayed, I write so that you know the right and proper way to conduct yourselves in the house of Yahweh, who are the called out ones. This is Zion. They could have translated this Zion. I don't know why they didn't. They are the called out ones of the living Father, the pillar and ground of the truth. Founded, ground. If you compare that, you can drop Timothy now to Micah and go and hold your place in Isaiah and go back to Psalms 119 and remember what Micah said, the pillar and ground of the truth. Yahweh laid the foundation. He started laying it with Abel. He actually started laying it when he planned it. That was his plan. He started carrying it out with Abel, or the creation of Adam and Eve. But in Psalms, if you want to make yourself a footnote there by the side of Isaiah 14:32, and put Psalms 119:142, and remember what you just read in Micah, Psalms 119:142, he says, your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, because your law is the truth. They're the pillar and ground of the truth, as Micah said. Remember that? Pillar and ground of the truth. Yahweh has founded this righteousness. Now look at Psalms 119. Now look at 151 also. Verse 151, you are near, O Yahweh, and all your laws are truth. So he's founded this in the laws and in the prophecies. If you read that again now, that Yahweh, Isaiah 14:32, what will one then answer the messenger of the nations who is studying to take this to all nations? The two witnesses, what will you answer them? That Yahweh has founded those who lift up holy hands to him. That's the reason you're here. That word founded, the word founded means to establish as an institution, often with provisions for future maintenance. And this is found in that Hebrew word founded. Okay? Now in Ephesians, you can drop your place there in Isaiah for the time being and go over to Ephesians, the second chapter. That's found on page 917. Ephesians 2. Now we're just covering what Mary wants to do. The world don't know this, and when she appears, it just strengthens their faith of unbelief of doing away with Yahweh's laws. In Ephesians, remember that Yahweh founded this way. Now he established it. He established the house of Yahweh. And look at Ephesians now, 2 and verse 19. Therefore, now, you are no longer Gentiles. You're no longer heathen, is what that word should have been. But you could translate it Gentiles. Strangers to the faith. Now, if you know, I spent a year trying to explain that Gentiles is a false word, race is a false word. It was meant to deceive. But you're no longer strangers to this promise. Therefore, now you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the other saints and members of the house of Yahweh. Members of the house of Yahweh. Verse 20, and are built upon the foundations, what Yahweh founded in Isaiah. This is what he answers to us. You're built upon this foundation that Yahweh laid of the apostles, the prophets, Yahshua himself being the chief cornerstone. I spent several sermons on that too, showing how this all came together that was prophesied with Yahshua being the sinless one and becoming the chief cornerstone of the last day's house, the house of Yahweh with Yahshua as high priest. It's all come together. And this is the last day's work of the messengers that Isaiah knew of and was answering our questions in advance. In whom the whole house, being, this verse 21, being fitly joined together by Yahweh, grows into the holy house of Yahweh. Didn't start that way, but that's what it's growing to. The perfect, perfect people inside the house of Yahweh. In verse 22, and in him you are also being built together to become the house of Yahweh through the law, or is it translated spirit? Yochanan 6:63 says, these words, these laws are the spirit that changes the heart and mind, making you become the holy house of Yahweh. Now, the foundation, let's look back to Matithya now. I'll just got a couple more scriptures and then go back to Matithya 5. Matithya 5, because we're still on the what Satan's purpose is. The foundation stands unless. Now, he's founded it on these laws, statutes, and judgments. That's the foundation of it. Yahweh has founded it, and it's going to stand, as Yahshua says, unless, Matithya 5, and look at verse 17. Verse 17, do not even think that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I have not come to destroy them, but to establish them. Verse 18, and truly I say unto you, unless heaven and earth passes away, unless Satan can actually destroy earth and the heavens that govern the earth, that provide for the earth, one yod, the smallest one of the smallest of the letters, will in no wise pass from this law. The law says, go to Yahweh's priest. That's the start. That's the start of your education in training you to be like Yahweh. But Satan's hopes is the destruction of the earth and the heavens that govern the earth. She hopes to do this with the nuclear wars, as we see, as the Savior speaks of here in Matithya 24. She's in hopes of guiding mankind into this mass destruction. And if you notice verse 29 of Matithya 24, he shows the war is going to be in heaven also. We have a lot of equipment up there. I don't know what it all consists of, and everyone seems to have satellites, or a lot of the nations have satellites. Well, what are they doing with the satellites, and what do they intend to do with those satellites? He says immediately, verse 29, Matithya 24, immediately but after the tribulation of those days will the sun be darkened, and the moon will not give her light, And the stars will fall from heaven because the powers of the heavens will be shaken. They'll be shaken, but not destroyed. Because Yahweh himself, this is his plan, and he is governing it and will only allow it to go to a certain distance. Now back to Isaiah 14, Yahweh says in advance, he shows you in advance what Satan can do. What her hopes are of doing is like Isaiah 14 and verse 17, to make the world a wilderness. She wants to destroy the heavens and the earth to prevent the plan of Yahweh from ever taking place. And Yahweh allows this, her to bring this fiery flying serpent, the nuclear bombs, and try this. But he stops it at a certain point. His laws are founded. They are going to stand. And Yahshua said, unless heaven and earth pass away, that foundation is going to stand. Yahweh says through the prophets, and he says, Yahshua said, believe the prophets. This earth is going to stand. It's going to be almost totally destroyed, almost, but not quite. And you are the ones going to receive the power. That's what you're training for now, to be like Yahweh in his image and likeness. And you're the ones that's going to receive the power to actually start rebuilding the earth, take over the heavens eventually. This would probably take a billion years or so, but one day with Yahweh is as 1,000 years. Don't ask him for a cent. Ask him for the 1 cent. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next speaker. I love you.